John wanted more.
Jack Jones ran a company, a sailor. He assembled maybe 300 people in a little barn.
You have 190 seconds to go to Riverside 7. 5, 2, 4, 5, and be a winner. Be eligible to win a free Beatles ticket.
With a hat on, right over there.
Ring KOIF. Simply send a postcard with your name and address and tell.
Side 3.
Not the people.
I like the essence of the world, but not the world itself.
You like its organizations, its advertising factotums, its automobiles, its assembly line souls. It's bad.
Side 4. Let's the War of the Worlds. I turned by an effort, stumbled over the curate, and stopped at the scullery door. The tentacle was now some way, 2 yards or more in the room.
Dennis' office, but I'm looking forward to this.
Time I
back weeks ago.
How do you do, Doctor? How do you do, Doctor?
Oh, is she as pretty as Barbara?
Prettier.
Ah, fantastic. Send her right in.
This is the doctor. He will see you now.
How do you do, Doctor?
Oh, nurse.
Stop those possessed by the spirits of the book is through the act of bodily dismemberment.
The year was 1977.
Fall asleep. I was in no pain, but I couldn't get up. I knew I was losing blood. I saw the blood coming out of my chest, out of my back. There was blood coming out of my arm. I could see the blood coming out. I was starting to get cold and nervous. And I get the pain, it kept me awake.
10% of your blood. And you might be in a rich thing. It's like donating your blood.
Less work. Perfectly. Less work.
You lose 20%, so you might feel a little bit faint from this disease.
Important just to sit down and
go up
and don't do anything for the next 5 minutes while you're on the clock. Tell them I told you that. Say, that guy on the radio told me to do that. When he says, when your boss says, hey, how come you're just sitting around? You're supposed to be screwing that nut on that bolt. How come you're not doing your job? Because that guy on the radio told me not to for 5 minutes. That's what you should say. And he'll go, oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks.
Well, hang in there. Yeah. Thanks for being honest.
And obeying your radio.
Obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always obey your radio. Always do what the radio says. Especially the Puzzling Evidence Show radio show. I know it's not both of us in there.
How come you guys didn't talk about crawlers?
Crawlers?
Do they have them?
Crawlers,
they only talk about the ones they have.
They have them at Donut World.
The crawlers are the best because, but what I want to know is what gives it that pink color where it's sort of a pink, a nice pretty pink tan, but in the middle there's a ring that's kind of yellowish.
Are you sure we're talking about baked goods here?
Yes.
Well, I suppose that's simply some proprietary method.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is the first time I've ever spoken on the phone when Hal was on the phone.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been on the show when Hal was on the phone with Michael Pepe on the phone.
Yes, that has to be a first.
This is a first. And Puzzling, if you start saying something now, this will be the first time that you said something when I was saying something while Hal was on the phone with Michael Pepe on the phone.
Well, you know, even though this is the first time, it's not the first time I've said something. This is the first time I've asked something with a question mark. You get it? Well, no, that's not a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's the first time I've said something with a question mark at the end of it. On a night when I've been on the show with the radio, with Al on the radio.
But you can make a statement with a question mark at the end if you just say this, if something.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You say the word up, kind of up at the end. It sounds like there's a question.
What's up with that, anyway?
Like the way all young people talk now?
Yeah, the way they talk now.
With a rising interrogative inflection at the end.
Or, you know, whatever.
See, and you can't really do it because you don't have the skills.
It doesn't
Well, I can. But I didn't in that instance. You've got to be careful that you start asking your questions at the beginning of your sentence because you can't just stop making a statement and then in the middle of the sentence, suddenly you've got to keep your voice up high because you're always going to be asking a question until you get to the end of the question.
Uh-huh. You have to keep your voice up high. Because when you get to the end of the question, if it's not up, then the people don't know you actually asked a question.
Are you sure you want to take that step?
Well, I think so, yes. I think it's time I really got into the cyber age.
Okay, but by being a cyborg is a kind of extreme way to...
Well, I think we're probably going to all become questions.
Yes, body modification, but it doesn't have to happen before they make us do it anyway. That's all right. Anything you want is fine. You know, we're all pals here on the radio.
Yes, but some of us are more stoned than others, and that's the only inequality
stronger
that
I
recommend.
You want to know what?
Speaking of which,
did you
I
hear
have
that?
Him with me whether you like it or not.
No, he doesn't go.
Give me Eli Whitney.
You're going with us. You're going with her.
Great American.
Not.
And Eli Whitney's grandson went on an expedition to the Black Hills of Dakota with Olivia Marsh looking for dinosaur skeletons.
Is that so?
Sleep sometimes.
Did he find any?
Yes, they did. They found all the canonical dinosaurs that we know today in the 19th century.
No evidence of feather bedding.
They had to fight hostile Indians to get to the site and deal with the freezing cold and extremes of temperature.
Yeah. Right. Was he an archaeologist?
He was a paleontologist.
Oh, my God.
Was his name Marvin Whitney?
O.C. Marsh. You've heard of Cope and Marsh? He was Marsh.
No, I'm talking about Eli Whitney's son. What was his name?
He was the grandson.
The grandson.
He was on the
Fred Whitney?
I think he might also have been named Eli Whitney.
I think it was Marvin Whitney.
The name persisted in his...
Whitney Houston.
Jitney Whitney.
And it was said that most of them, simply because they wanted it. Indians and have an adventure and didn't have much business in paleontology.
Wow.
They were like adventurous guys.
Did they actually
for a fight.
Did they fight anything?
Oh, I suppose. Who knows?
These were sunset cowboys looking for some adventure from reading dime novels.
What was the exotic way?
Drifters. They're called drifters, yeah. They're just drifters.
They just want to be. They want to be what they read about.
Yeah, but it's gone now. It died.
They were latter day cowboys.
Died in 1927 with Wyatt Earp. He was the last.
He's buried right out in Colma, in the city of the dead.
In really? Wyatt?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, I know he lived his end last years with his wife in San Francisco.
And, of course, they've also got Steve Silver, Beach Blanket Babylon, buried.
We should have a genius to Wyatt Earp's grave.
Well,
it's quite possible there are many famous folks buried out there in that strange combo of monuments and...
We should go out there for a subgenius reunion like we had.
We ought to, yes, definitely.
That's where we ended up having a great reunion that one time.
During Indian time. Well, when bang.
We'll have a great reunion
We'll do that in February when the Stangs come back.
Oh, it's in February, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can find out what famous people are buried here.
Now let us bury.
Oh, yeah, you go findagrave.com.
During the worldwide campaign.
Have you been to findagrave.com?
I've been to
Go to findagrave.com. You can see in people's names to find out where they're buried.
One of you should be born there.
Who's buried in Baltimore?
A lot of people.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Inside the burning car. The National Safety Council says that...
This type of spectacular slice-up is very rare.
That's good to know. That's good to know. When I go to Baltimore, I'm going to check out where Poe is buried.
The thing that stops people inside of the country.
I know
he's
coming to the Baltimore, Boston, New York. All have some claim to Poe's legacy. And also in
In Athens, did you say?
And there's a Poe house in the Bronx, and there's also a place in the lower of the Battery, in the financial district, where he worked, where the newspapers were back in the 1840s.
That's sad. They should make a really big deal museum.
Right. A really true original great American.
There ought to be like a Poe story museum, at least, where you could go in like a haunted park where every theme is Poe related to one of his great scary stories. You could get buried in a wall, so you'd be there where they would wall you up and leave you there for a while. Yeah. Like Castro, Amontillado.
Jump in every place. And women you fall in love with that died.
Yeah. All this. The various reenactments. The Telltale Heart, you know, you have to dig.
You get your heart ripped out.
And there's a big, three-foot raven as you walk in saying nevermore over and over and over again while you're waiting to buy your ticket.
You just want to write a story and the raven won't shut up.
Yeah. Just lay down in your bed and have a rub.
And the top of it starts coming down, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's Guy de Maupassant.
Oh. The top moves out of you at night and smothers you.
Off of your
that's
skull.
What I have. But then you run out
and your bottom rubber is in your lap.
Then you have to sleep in that spot because you can't make another mold.
Yeah. You're too old.
Well,
you're too old now. You can't start make another mold. You got this one perfectly made. Why would you want to make it?
Yeah. We're all sleepy in our little 90s here.
It is ridiculous.
We might want two positions and other than just left side, right side.
Getting kinky, eh?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Why don't you just lie on your back, like in the king position?
Because then you snore.
You know, do you go to the same
really?
Side each night when you go to sleep?
All about 600 times each.
I thought
that. Well, yeah, but I mean,
I'm like on a rotisserie. I look like a hog on a spit when I'm sleeping.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
I think that's a great
maybe
idea.
Maybe I can get a
bridge is closed, so we can't even come to it.
And then what about
the bridge is closed too?
The bridge like that in the
well,
did they close the
yeah,
bridge, too?
Oh, no, no.
The bridge to Michael Pepe.
Oh, yeah, if you've got a car, you can do it. But it's going to be hard because...
Like, if you try to drive from the station to Michael Pepe's, you can't do it directly.
The bridge to Michael Pepe's heart?
Yeah. It's just closed.
Because of a relationship breakup.
Yeah, with the whole city.
I'm a rock. I'm an island. Yeah. I said, you know...
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never dies or cries.
Right. Cries, yeah.
Cries. You know, never cries. Never, see. Ever.
Have you ever seen Hawaii, Oahu cry or Guam?
Yeah, you've never seen them cry.
Well, it occurs above the threshold.
Argentina won't cry.
Now, Dr. Hal has a reason to believe that perhaps they do cry, but it just is
above
the level.
So big.
We just can't perceive the crying.
The tears are like rain.
Their tears are like they're tears of a clown.
What about kangaroos?
When there's no one around.
Yes, even worse. Pathetic clown crying thing, but on a giant scale. Some birds can, crocodiles can.
If a train is too tough to cry, too strong to.
But does the crocodile become
too old to. Too old to.
It's the way
cry, too dumb to die.
So, Michael Pepe, can you hear the show?
Do I have a show?
Can you hear the show?
Yes, I can.
How is your
fidelity? Did you listen to the opening?
Even, no, I missed. Oh, yes.
Oh, you missed the best part.
I don't know.
Because you were in it.
That was all Michael all the time.
Yeah, it was special.
Except the parts where the other guys were there.
Yeah, it was a retro.
Beloved moment.
I wish I had been there. I was so sad.
It's going to be the basis of a movie and a giant coffee table book, which is a coffee table book about coffee table books. It's called A Pictorial History of Pictorial History, featuring Michael Pepe.
You can't talk about that. Was I
so
haven't been on that idea.
Carry it home. Oh, really?
You better let me get on the in on that development.
Need some sidewalk lawyers.
Idea.
No, I'm not. It's not mine. I'm just reporting.
Because we talked about that.
We talked about it. We don't let Michael Pepe.
I'm already working on the coffee table part of that.
I'm working on over here at Chinko Games here so I can make some money to buy one of those things.
The coffee table book about coffee tables.
It's bigger than your car.
I wish I had a coffee table book about coffee
made
tables.
Of coffee.
First, get
crazy.
Your coffee table constructed. Then get a couple of coffee table books to try it out.
Right.
I will.
Go too fast. I'm trying to do it here.
I'm going to do it. I love coffee tables, and I love coffee table books.
I love
so
books
a
about
match made in
tables
heaven.
Made out of coffee.
Well, but
I like coffee, so you put the coffee in the
this
metal.
This is great. This will really
have
work.
A glass top on your coffee.
We can invite
you. Don't want to spill your coffee on your coffee table book.
How
And if they have enough coffee, they won't miss part.
You have a coffee table book with coffee spilled on it. That's
another reason to have a sheet of glass. You can just wipe the sheet of glass when the coffee is spilled.
But you can't save the coffee table book. That's why you should have a lot of it.
Well, you can if you're quick enough. Reach out and snatch up the book. Wave of coffee.
In super speed before the coffee hits the book. You could be there waiting for it because of your super speed.
If the water has to be boiling, just like with any other kind of coffee, you've got to get the right number filter, of course. And the coffee filter table book.
Yeah,
I've got the filter, but I need a beaker.
Uh-oh, here comes the baby.
That's the
ghost baby crying.
The Brady Bunch?
Yeah, the baby song.
That tells us when the show's about over.
Because it's like being reborn. You just feel so good when the show's over.
The next show's going to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, not like this.
Not like this.
I think we need to talk more about donuts and coffee.
It's the Baby Bunch. It's New Life.
The Baby Bunch. The Big Baby Bunch.
Yeah, that's us.
Big Sissy Baby Bunch. Big Cry Baby Bunch.
He says thank you.
We'll see you, though, next week. We will love you next week.
Love you long time, and not the Brady Bunch.
Well, who is
over now.
No, there can't be an end to the show.
Just run to the next phone. Come on, help me out. Hello? Hello?
Thinking outside the amorphous, unnamed area. And there you said good morning too many times. Way too many times.
Really? Is that what happened?
Yeah, but the important thing is we support you, whoever you are, and whatever your endeavor is. You got the support and the... Well, not the endorsement. We can't actually give you an endorsement. You'd have to pay us a lot of money to do that, and we can't take money or talk about taking money or even things that have a cost.
We cannot go.
Yeah. Don't laugh. That's better. Regain your composure. Especially here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
See you in hell.
By the time I got home, I'd be down to like 20 donut holes or maybe 19.
And then I would, as I drove home, throw them across the freeway to the other cars going this way.
Yeah, try to get them in the window in somebody's mouth who's yawning. He's going like this. Whoa, that's great. That would make up for a lot of things. That'd make up for the deficit in a lot of people's
really?
Mind.
Yeah. Okay.
If you could throw a donut hole in someone's mouth just when they least expected it but wanted it the most.
Yeah. I would do that just to, like, both windows.
Yeah, you should see this side. Puzzling was just now illustrating what it would be like throwing donut holes out
as
of both
people are
windows
crashing around
at the same time.
Yeah,
it looked pretty good. I could see how that would work.
And then, you know, some percentage would get in those cars into the mouths of the
lady. Now you're talking. Maybe you need some assistance where you'd be like firing donut holes in rapid succession through some kind of like air pneumatic powered tube, like those ones they use to shoot T-shirts into the crowd.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl, get one that can shoot donut holes into the car next to you while you're driving down the road. Even if the window's closed, you know, you just blast it right through the windows. Donut holes flying with enough velocity to break the actual window of the car next to you.
Big donut holes, the size of...
Now, you could get in trouble for that, because there could be shattering glass that could get on the... What? What's that?
I'm sorry, you already made it happen because you said it on the radio.
Hello?
That's Charlie in a different world.
So, what are these guys wandering around here?
They're just show ghosts. They're wishing they could have donuts, donut holes, ham and croissant, cheese sandwiches. What else? Yeah.
Ham and
classic glaze, powdered sugar.
I might have to get. I'm going to get a classic glazed powdered sugar donut hold enough.
What else?
I'm going to get a classic glazed chocolate powdered brown sugar donut hold tonight.
Yeah, rolled in everything. And then the little.
I wish they would do that. They just take something in there and just make everything out of it.
One donut with everything on it would be. And it's $5.
I'm going to go in there and ask him, can you just do this one thing? He's very accommodating.
Yes.
He probably will.
Probably will.
He would say, you know, hey, you know what? Hal owes him money from last week, though, and Hal's not here. He's going to think when we come in there and Hal's not with us, that Hal is skipping out. Hal, are you still there?
Hal went away because he didn't want to talk about that.
Oh. Come back, Hal. What are we going to tell Alex when we go to the donut place? And you're not with us, and you owe him a buck or something from last week. We make money out of nothing. We take this pile of nothing over here and mush it around here and poke it. Stick these other things in it. Pretty soon we have a pile of money. Here, they're making it now. Here. Get those barrels open. We got to get the raw materials in here. We need some more resources.
Taking the money away. Oh, darn.
Load those trucks up.
Well, we'll get them to come around.
Is this the money
after
time?
He gets the donuts.
Is this the money bagging time?
Is this the money bagging time?
Is this the time where we beg for money?
Yeah, money bagging money.
We bag the money. You can see us now.
We're bagging the money, but now the government's going. You can hear the government lowering the money into the
hear the government is starting up again.
Thank you, Mr. Government.
That's the sound. It takes a lot of money to start the government up again.
There we go. Prime the government.
You have to prime the government with a lot of money to get, and you put the money in the government's carburetor, and then you turn the starter on. You got to get the various. Congressmen in there to turn the various wheels.
Government's going.
But as long as the government's going, we don't care. Everything's good now.
I'm so happy. It's all better.
It's all what? Pathetic?
Oh, yeah. Pathetic little government.
Hello, everybody. This is Schnook Radio Professional.
Solid hours.
Puzzling evidence.
Let's make some noise.
How could you refuse that guy?
Let's make some
noise.
WPLJ. Let's make some noise.
Well then, I see. Oh, I see. Officer in charge.
Requires mind block.
Mind block?
Mind block being our president.
Why do you want to work that?
Let's adjust.
I say to you. Please bring your cat.
I don't trust a person.
Now you don't exist.
Slack.
No, I know, but...
can't put my confidence in you.
You're hurting now.
Here in the city of endless cigarette smoke and throw it on the street.
Oops.
And...
Well, you know, have a Twitter war. That's how you do that for like 4 years.
Hey, wait a minute.
Four-year Twitter war, like the big boys.
Quite insane.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
Really are. I'm getting a low power reading here on the left number two.
Is the mute button. It's supposed to mute that sound. You're not supposed to hear when the mute is happening.
It's the culmination of years and years worth of public effort.
I said I'll call, okay?
Private
is this your low power FM?
Hit OK, and we're going to switch to power number two. We're going to start the shutdown sequence.
Initiate.
For the financial questionnaire?
Okay, shutdown sequence.
Oh, that's too sad. But that's just too sad.
That's actually a good thing because
it's
to mix us into his show.
Couldn't you, like, type in a piece, like, take a wire and put a wire somewhere and, like, put a wire in there?
It's better this way.
It's better this way. It's a game. It's a game. He has a talent.
Release.
Let's see what else is on. God, these guys are awful.
Yeah, did like a Wolfman
slideshow. Stang going from a young kid to.
But he does a late night show.
Oh, that's a man.
Like. Found him, I put a paper bag on his head, like this.
Sticking the ropes up is, you know.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Shoot him with a radio cannon.
Show's over, Wolfman.
No, just the whole, just being tough.
Yes, officer, this is Wolfman. He tried to turn the entire Earth into the aliens. Please take him away to jail.
But it's no different than
that.
Wolfman's off to jail for using his sacred honor as a radio DJ.
Exactly.
And he wasn't really supposed to get the access to the right party in Ghana, but...
I was at that party.
Hello, friends. Do you wish you had a...
I could hear the aliens saying,
puzzling evidence show. You can order that from the Puzzling Evidence Show today. We'll send you your own.
I'm a centauri. Has no idea what keys are. You know?
Yeah,
he's just
whatever.
He's constantly being told to do stuff. He's always he just stands there, signing off on the thing. Look, there goes Wolfman Jack. Get into jail, officer. Flush him down the historical toilet.
I've been neglecting all these years that I've been obsessively pursuing goal after goal.
I don't think it's.
Yeah, this is not fun. Now we'll go back in time to show Wolfman Jack's parents and grandparents. See if we can just travel back in time. We can stop Wolfman Jack from selling out Earth.
Drawn on and the cult stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of spending.
We should have thought about, but you know, the rule of...
You can buy a lot of college with that, Jack.
What do we least expect?
We're going back in time, Professor.
Here we go.
Come up with a great idea.
What's up for the moment makes the most of the dangerous tattoos.
And then, suddenly...
Turn off your podcast now. You're listening now. Yes, nothing else is authentic. Genuine nose hair link plan from this point on.
Never know when
it'll be some Chinese knockoff. Yes, but lots of K Rob station ID.
Lots of
just and the ready to go to the SS rocket side.
I think they named this show last week when they came up with "This is not a show."
This does not require dues. I believe is the
that too.
What's the official name of it?
And of course, they're practical artists. Right? I forgot. Such practical people, K. Robin, puzzling evidence. Between the two of them, they're like, I don't know, Secretary of Treasury George Shultz.
Accessing the other dimension.
Also include this special dome pan.
Are you sure?
I I always like Casper Weinberger.
Casper Weinberger?
Casper Weinberger.
Yeah.
That's like that's the governor of Colorado, Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper, yeah.
Hickenlooper. I'm a Hickenlooper man.
It's good when our politicians have the names of high school football players.
Yes. Hickenlooper! Once you get down there on the field.
Evidence, Dr. Hal.
Reverend Crazy Larry.
So if you had been drinking, you would have Centauri fucked you.
I had on for meal.
Reverend Stone. Excuse me.
Actually burned out.
What's going on out there? Hey, hey. Go to the other stage where there's
well, they just found out that this is a Cylon blowing up the micro.
I see.
We stopped the question.
Too soon.
Family
still sensitive about the Cylon.
Yeah. See if they were drinking or something.
Realize while well, church we have been drinking right from the show to the
end is murder,
and you'll stay in a palatial mansion owned by the subgenius called Cylon. Yeah, be chauffeured around in a
Adam and Eve
eating that apple, Cylon.
Something you'll never see.
Offa killed, buried somewhere, Cylon. Yeah, Stangland, right? Freaking tickets to Stangland.
Freaking tickets, man.
Freaking tickets to Stangland.
Go on, take them down to the station, check them out.
What about that metal creep? It was a Cyclops.
What if a Cylon showed up?
I want to get my freak on the tickets.
I'm here to take you back.
You get a little wristband, too, I think. You can keep
what?
It the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
Pick K-Rob up and dump him in the dumpster outside. So apparently that's like a software fault.
I will protect you. No, wait. It's Centurion.
Hey, Clang. Sometimes you
win. No, Centurion, I heard you.
I don't want to argue anymore. Let me know.
But it's, yeah, he's telling like it is. Some big chrome dome is trying to take over our territory in the park.
Exactly. That's what my thought was. Exactly. He wanted. What happens? He dumped the guy who didn't like the show in the dumpster, and then went back with Wolfman Jack and got his own show.
The audience to now we will ask for Rocky down all the way to the ground.
Go outside and get in the car and drive to X Day.
I am One Eye Jack Cylon.
Yeah, One Eye Jack.
I play top 40. Nobody loves a metal show.
But then, in our world, Cylon would have the coolest show, and then the station would go low power, and everything would be lost. And all that goodwill.
I don't think so. Relaxing.
Do you know those things you use to find studs in walls?
You mean possums?
You know those things they're called stud finders you use in the front? You
find possums?
Well, I would sell a USB.
I'd like a possum in every way.
A USB puzzling evidence finder in a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you plug it into your laptop in the USB port, and then you run it on the wall until you find puzzling evidence in your wall.
Just do it.
Whatever you do, don't turn around right now.
Well, you don't want to freak me out, do you?
Kind of horrifying.
He's got that
he's not really coming tonight.
There's great reward in the sky.
We're going to find out tomorrow that he died at midnight. Of course, well, actually, he's going to die right here on the couch, so we'll know about it.
That's good. Yeah, it'll be beautiful. It's going to be one of those Twilight Zone 60 minutes.
Okay, Paul Lynde.
Paul, this chilling song
performed Outer Limits thing.
Disciple Ozzy Osbourne
with puzzling evidence in it of all people. Imagine that.
All people.
Yeah.
In the latter half of the song, listen as Osbourne calls upon Crowley, known as the Great Beast, to ride his white horse.
Crowley, get in here!
Becoming Antichrist.
Crowley, I want your badge and your gun. In the Book of
Revelation, go home, Crowley, you're drunk.
You've screwed up for the last time, Crowley.
And he that sat on him had a bow.
Crowley's a good cop.
And he went forth conquering.
I think we covered them all.
In his writings,
I think his problem is he just cares too much.
Christ as the crowned and conquering child, the Lord of the Eon.
Crowley cares about Twitter and the Monkey Man. We're possums. Is puzzling evidence judging us?
Since I met him.
I think he's over there on the couch judging us right now.
That's all right.
he's firm but fair.
Don't say firm, dear.
Recover damages for you. Whether you've experienced veterans fighting a guy with an arm made of linoleum, or youths tagging up on a woman in stilts, or the plain indecency of going to the job that you hate late and having your soul crushed into the occluded diamond that you can never sell because no one wants to own internal conflict diamonds.
That ghosts really? Somehow, when people die, they don't retain their sex.
Like a gun.
Like a god.
A gun.
Well, like a gun. Yeah, like a gun.
But you would be the same little ghost you were before.
I would be me.
Yeah. You'd be part of you.
I would hope
right.
I wouldn't have to wear glasses anymore.
Yeah.
8 days of continuous wearing that way.
You don't want to get shot in a motorcade because then you go into the future world with, depending on which theory, you have no brain or some brain.
Yeah.
But not really enough brain to do a good job.
I can't imagine, like, when I'm walking up to JFK and shaking his hand, he's just drooling all over himself.
Yeah. And you're thinking, this guy
I want to hear about what I'm supposed to do for my country.
Yeah.
And you're just drooling in your drool bucket.
Right. Yeah. Come on, get that it's pretty nasty.
That will be nasty. So nasty.
You must take a camera and shoot the...
Shoot Kennedy.
The electronic free frontier of psychiatrists.
Wonder how many times Kennedy will be killed on November 22nd.
Yeah. I wish I could be in Dallas and see the ghostly limousine.
Here's the little thing. I think that they ought to have like a tiny Bitcoin contribution to the Zapruder family. So like every time some knucklehead on the internet says, "Look, it's all here, proof, see?" and they play this Zapruder film in any form whatsoever.
Let's go to the next film.
Yeah, they send like a Bitcoin to the family of the Abraham.
But what are the qualifications? Does it have to be
anything?
Anything or a real thing?
Anything.
Man, yeah, they would all clean up.
Just courtesy, you know. Give it to the Buddha family.
They got plenty of money. They got tons of money from that.
That doesn't matter. This is we're honoring them for their service.
Yeah, you got to get more mysterious. Mrs. Tippett.
And Officer Tippett. Yeah,
the guy that lives up next to Bohemian Grove, Michael Payne.
I think Officer Tippett and Abraham Zapruder. And how about that?
Nix. What about Nix? He did a great film.
All the rest of the awards to Tom Hanks.
What did Tom Hanks have to do with this?
He had that process that had his head.
Yeah, without that, you know, we would not know how Kennedy really died.
That's a cool magazine.
They can take it or leave it. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Wow.
She's rough with the kids.
Yeah, I am.
Throws him in the time machine.
We should probably put this on the website before this happens.
Suddenly little kid that show up at Dealey Plaza and they're 8 years old, standing with no parents.
No. Bye. Waving. Bye.
In other words, the spiritual.
And back again. We're waving again. Yay.
We're building new walls to keep everybody out.
Words, there are well.
Building flood walls because of the rising oceans. It's not that we don't want you, but you can't come in either.
Time to go backwards in time.
It's kind of crazy on the future, right?
Yeah, it's like the Univac Index, but
it's all crazy. It's all crazy.
It's all about your headphone volume.
I can't hear. I can't. I can't. What?
And then suddenly, from the sky came a fried egg.
Fried eggs. Landing on top of it.
Down at the top of the car.
What are they going to do, land under him?
Hey, there's an egg on top of that.
You know what? I still miss the guy that threatened me with bodily harm because I tried to open the crashed up San Francisco police car.
Yeah, you know.
I go back
like
to that.
I'm well within my rights to kick your ass.
The other night I was thinking about this. Yeah, there was a cool police car and I was going to jump inside and have Rob take a picture of me. And the guard came out. And he's been waiting years to do this.
That's right, North Beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he works for a film company.
No, he works for the film industry. He works for all of them, collectively.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was going to kick my ass for the film industry.
Wow. Hey, you know, it sounds like it's worth it, that ass kicking.
Almost, yeah. I almost thought, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
And I thought if he was going to strike at me, I was going to jump in the car for protection and claim that was the only place that was safe, you know, that would just make it madder and madder.
Would you put it on your YouTube channel or you put it on Vine if you really can? Condense it.
What on which one?
Fine. That's a 6-second video thing. It's the Twitter of YouTube.
Butcher knives.
F-I-N-E?
No, Vine. V-I-N-E.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you about this. I haven't patronized it in any way whatsoever. I feel like it's really...
That's all of the... We're like on family.